The following pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Previously, across the line.
Oh, fuck me. It's Dull, Duller, and Dyke.
Is this really bad?
I mean, it sounds really bad, but I wasn't sure if it meant it was actually really... bad.
You are God's chosen warrior.
Do not speak of the acts of abomination you forced me into.
You know what? Fuck you. No, seriously. Fuck you.
I'm her mother's father, Mr. Jean-Pierre Callis.
What a fucking waste of time.
Are you done?
Yeah, I really am.
Chosen one.
For real.
It is here. It must be stopped.
No. No way. This is just my imagination.
No shit, kid.
Ah!
So you screamed.
Okay, you try waking up with some creep in a robe next to your bed.
Ah, those were the days.
All right. It would seem this figure in black has, for some reason, bonded itself to both of you. Which means it must also be bonded to Stephanie.
Okay. That doesn't leave us in any better position, does it? I mean, Steph's fucked off, and I don't think we're getting her back anytime soon.
You said you saw her granddad in your dream.
Yeah. He was being attacked, I'm guessing, by whatever it is we're supposed to be fighting.
Well then, I'd say we have our way of getting the warrior back on track.
So you're suggesting that we try to convince her this is all about Jacques?
Yes. That's it exactly.
Good to know you got balls, Sahi. Okay, how are we going to go about doing this?
Joe... Have you got your cassette recorder on hand?
The Line. Arc 1. Living on a Prayer. Episode 6, Obscurum, Part 2.
Staring at her, Joe? She's made it painfully clear she doesn't want to speak with you. Ugh. Why did you have to get a hard-on over Stephanie Davies?
Look, I don't have a crush on her. I just need to talk to her.
Yeah, sure you do.
Talk. It's important.
It's more of your voodoo talking crap. Can you imagine what your parents would say if they found out you were experimenting with religion?
Joseph, there is no God! We have proven this to you unequivocally. Now get back to your chemistry homework!
That's right. Listen to your mother. We'll take away your Star Trek DVDs. Ridiculous waste of a brain on that science fiction.
Fucking asshole.
Well, it's true. Your parents have no imagination and no time for fantasy.
They do important work.
I'm sure they do. However, you had better keep this phase away from them or they'll be locking you in their lab with them. Exactly.
I still need to talk to Steph. The others want to see her urgently.
By others, do you mean those two hotties you've been keeping away from me? The two ladies?
They have names, you know.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
God damn it, Lance, look. I want to be making with the Bouncy Bouncy just as much as you, but could you turn little Lance off for 2 seconds?
Want another drink, amigo?
Sure, I guess.
Do not go and talk to her while I'm at the bar. Seriously. You're only making your life more miserable than it already is.
Aw, thanks, Lance. I appreciate that. I need better friends. Fuck him. Steph.
Leave it.
You don't even know what I was gonna say.
Oh, I can make a good guess, though. Demons, old folks, duty, seriousness, drugs are bad. Am I right?
No, well, not all of that.
I don't need it. I've had 2 surprise run-ins with Kitty this week. Sahi's got the school to refer me to her due to extreme depression. I have to spend my gym class working through my pain with her instead of bailing and smoking pot with Dee.
Good. Maybe she can kick some sense into you.
What the fuck did you say to me?
This don't-give-a-shit attitude is getting dull. You know that something is going on. You've seen the weird crap here in this fucking town. Even your brother is one of the faithful now.
She was very upset when I...
Yeah, I know. Want to know something else, though? Every night, while you were chilling in Coma Land with Gabriel, I had a front row seat of people being killed. Demons devouring their humanity every fucking night! There is something there, and it will go after Jacques. Your granddad, I've seen it.
What do you mean it's after my granddad?
This is what we've been trying to tell you about all week. Come with me.
Where?
Just fucking come with me, okay? We need to be someplace quiet.
Where the fuck did he go? What a twat. Oh well, 2 for me. Okay. So, who looks good? Hey, Amanda! Guess what you've been missing all your life?
So, what is it? Come on! It's fucking freezing out here!
Just listen.
The warrior. So scared. So alone. It comes for the blood of her ancestors. It comes without compassion. It comes and she will do nothing. The moon dies. And she will do nothing. The warrior must fail. Only then can she triumph.
Did you see all that?
Last Saturday?
And you didn't fucking tell me?
Are you serious?
Yes. That's about my fucking granddad.
Why do you think I've been trying to talk?
I need to go check on him. He might be dead or possessed or... Oh my god, come on!
Seth, wait! It's fine. Kitty's checked in on him earlier. She's been there every night.
Shit!
Look, it's okay. I know, this is a lot to get your head around. Why don't we go to the motel and Sai...
What?
I said, why don't we go to the motel...
You utter fucking cunt of a bastard!
Wow.
This is a fucking setup, isn't it?
What? No, it's not! This is not a clever ruse, I swear. I'm not clever. I can't do clever ruses, see?
Oh, yes, it is. I can see it in your eyes. You 3 made that tape. You weren't having one of your spaz outs? This is a gruesome twosome trying to get me back into their little coven. Fine. You know, every time I begin to think maybe you're a cool guy... No. Just really this time. Fuck off.
Ow.
What? I didn't touch you.
No. Ow. Ow. Ah! Ah! Chosen child, you will listen.
Stop it.
We are tired of your reluctance. We are tired of games.
I said stop it, Joe. This is not fucking funny.
No one is laughing, Stephanie Lilith Davies. The fate of humanity rests on you. Take your position and do your duty, warrior.
Jesus, your eyes!
Your duty!
Oh, God. Fuck.
That was new.
Shit. Joe, do you hear me?
Steph? What the fuck have you done to him?
It wasn't me. He just collapsed.
What the hell's wrong with him?
I don't know. Joe, have you taken something?
No. I'm fine. Steph, it is your granddad. Really, he's next. It's happening tonight. Please, go.
But it was a trick.
Not anymore. They're trying to destroy you before you begin. Get to Sai and Kitty and do whatever the fuck it is you're supposed to do.
Can someone tell me what in the name of the lizard is going on?
Lance, stay with him. Make sure you get him home.
Where are you going?
To do the fucking right thing. What do you think?
What the hell does that mean?
She's back on track.
You okay, dude?
Freezing, but... Yeah.
Can you walk?
I think so.
Come on, let's get you home. It's a shit night in the devil anyway. All the girls are fucking frigid.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Let me tell you about Amanda, though. Oh, dude. She has got the biggest fucking tits you have ever seen. Oh, I swear, she got them done over the Christmas holidays. I mean, fuck!
Not exactly how I planned my evening.
You sure you got everything there?
Look, I don't know what sort of bloody demon this is. It's not like we've had a lot of clues or prep time. It's... Oh, sudden!
Shh! We don't want to draw attention. What was that anyway?
A Nigerian casting urn.
Huh.
You never know. I'm really glad you came back to us, Steph.
Well, I'm not sure I'm glad yet. Come on. From what Joe said, we don't have much time.
Okay, so, I'll distract the nurse while you guys go get a good look around.
I wonder. It must have possessed another of the residents. Demons can't cross over in their own form.
Well, we're gonna find out fucking soon, aren't we?
Oh, yes. But it just seems so unnecessarily cruel.
Nah, I can't believe Satan has an issue with being cruel.
Well, in a strange way, he... Look, can we discuss this later? Kitty set her charm to full, so let's go.
Hello? I'm sorry to disturb you. I know it's late.
That's okay, honey. What can I do for you?
Oh, my God. Are you British? Oh, I am just so totally in love with that accent.
Yeah, I get that a lot. I came over for study and was taken with the place. You take a wrong turn.
I am so totally lost, and I'm just passing through, and I'm just trying to find the best way to get back on the interstate. Any ideas?
You are out of your way, aren't you? Hold on, it's a quiet night here for once. I'll get the map.
Okay, Let's go. If there's a demon in here, we'll know it quickly. They're arrogant bastards, and they like an audience. However, once it takes a body, it is corporeal and visible, which makes them a damn sight easier to hit. You go check the west rooms, I'll check the east.
I'm going to check my granddad first.
Okay, but quickly. Meet me back here.
Freaky little demon! No. Still can't believe I'm going along with this. Granddad? Anyone else? Good. He's asleep. Who's there?
Holy shit! You shouldn't use naughty words.
Who are you?
Are you looking for us?
I don't know. Are you visiting someone? It's a bit late for... Oh, no.
Are you looking for us?
Yes, I am. Who are you?
We are Hunger. We are the hunger for the power and control you feel every day. We need it. We crave it. We want it!
Oh, fuck me. Joe was right.
We said don't use naughty words. Mommy doesn't like it.
Mommy, huh? That can't be good.
Mommy is watching you. She says you're a bad girl. Very, very bad. She says you're gonna be punished. Your whole family will be punished for your sins. Starting with your grandpa.
No, I don't think I'm gonna let that happen, if it's all the same to you.
We don't think it's your choice. You are tired. You are weak.
Sahi!
She can't help you. No one can help you. You can't help yourself.
Sahi! Now would be a good time for you to turn up with one of your urns. Come on!
You are pathetic. Mommy said you would be. She said you were already defeated.
Yeah? Well, I'm God's chosen warrior! I'll stop you!
You can't even stop yourself from sinning. How can you stop us? We are so much more than you will ever be.
What? What do you mean by that?
You are nothing. You're gonna be punished. Mommy wants you to suffer.
Who is your mommy, exactly?
You'll meet her. Sooner than you think. We'll take you to her right now!
Fuck me! Get off me, you creepy little bastard! Ugh, shit!
It's time to come with us, Stephanie Davies! Your soul will taste so good!
You might be a demon, but I'm twice your fucking size, kid! Don't fuck with me anymore, alright? I'm gonna get killed.
If only you could see our true form. Oh, you would be scared. So very scared.
Shit.
Stop saying naughty words.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hang on. No, I'm not. Fuck you.
You certainly have a way with children.
Sahi, thank God.
Now let's all stay calm, shall we?
What are you doing? What is that? I don't like that. I don't like it!
It's just a little magic.
Magic is fake. Fake like your warrior. It can't work on us.
Really? But all children like a magic show. See? Abracadabra and all that.
It burns! Get it off us!
Release this child. Release this child and this soul, and all the souls you have taken, in the name of God, in the name of Jesus his Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Saint Nicholas, Jizu Bosatsu, Konokotomo Marmoru, Ojisama.
Sahi! I'm not sure this is working!
Return the souls you have stolen, demon. Allow them the grace of God.
No!
And
never! Mommy has them! We can't!
Jesus, Sahi! What the fuck is that stuff?
Little sage, little mandrake, oak cedarwood from the Garden of Gethsemane. What do remember to bring bells next time.
Bells! Of course!
What's going on out here? Stephanie!
Granddad, get back in your room!
He's ours.
Stephanie, if there was ever a time for you to realize your potential, it's now.
But I don't know what to do!
You do! Oh, God, yes, you do! You have the power. It's in you. It's always been in you. Just let it out.
But I...
Steph? Talking is done. Go, do!
I...
You're weak. You're pathetic and useless. And you will be ours. Just give in and let us take you back home.
Home?
Yes, your home. The only one you will ever fit into.
Seriously, Satan, will you shut the fuck up?
Stop saying that word!
Oh, no. I think I'll say whatever I like to you, you little fucking twat. I think I'll fucking yell whatever the fuck I please, and you know why?
We do not care! You will be ours!
Nope. I'm God's warrior. I'm his chosen one. And if there's one thing I've learned tonight, it's that he doesn't care what we say about him. He doesn't care what we think or what we feel. He cares that in the end, you and your mommy's mommy get ripped to pieces. So I'm pretty much fucking fine with doing that for him.
No. No! The holy power! You cannot defeat us! We are eternal!
You're an eternal pain in my ass! Die already! How did I do that? How did I know to do that?
What exactly did you do? Because it looked to me like you just murdered a small boy.
I think I just returned a demon to hell.
Really? Oh well, that's much more reasonable. What the fuck is going on again?
There's no time. We have to go.
His body... disintegrating.
Yes, it is, and we need to run. Now!
Why?
Because without a possessed host, the demon will only be able to survive for a few seconds on our plane. And when it dies, it will go with a bang. Come on!
Granddad! Come on! Run!
So, what time do you get off?
Not till 6. The job doesn't bend well to normal socializing.
Well, I was thinking can, you know, really be done more any time.
Oh, yeah? What is it that makes you think I...
You were saying?
What's that noise?
Oh, you know what? I'm sure it's just the wind. And, you know, I wasn't trying to imply anything unseemly about you. I find you very seemly, actually.
Oh!
Granddad, come on. Come on, we're almost there. Let's go, let's go. We're almost there. Come on. You can do it. It's only a little breath.
Come on.
Only a little breath.
Okay, so not the wind.
Oh, God, run!
What the fuck was that?
Demon, going back to hell. Please tell me it's back in hell now.
Yeah. I'd say it was. Is everyone okay?
Oh my God, the residents! I've got to check on them. You stay here. I want to know exactly what's going on when I get back.
I don't believe this. I just got cunt stunted supernaturally. I'm never getting laid. Get him!
Granddad, are you alright? Granddad!
Stephanie... pain in my chest.
Oh, God! I think he's having a heart attack!
Oh, my God, let me see. Jacques? Jacques, can you hear me?
So many noises. Such a light.
Do something, Sahi, please, come on!
All right, just focus on my voice. Just focus on my voice, okay? Kitty? Why don't you go call an ambulance right now?
Stephanie. Oh, my Stephanie. You're so beautiful. But the 1826, is that you? Is that next to them?
Sorry, Steph.
I know. This is all my fault. If I just listened...
Look, there's no point in regretting.
We were all doubtful.
I'm in now. I'm in. This is all real, isn't it?
Yes. It very much is.
I don't know what you want me to be or do. I just... School, D, life. I need to be what I know. I can't give that up. Not yet.
Look, no one says you have to.
It killed my granddad. Others too, yes?
Yes. When you killed the child and the demon escaped, we gave up any chance of reclaiming the souls already taken, including the boys. There's no room for mercy in this. Once a demon has taken a body, the road to reclamation is too dangerous, and we must fight the battles we can win. I know you feel we should have found a way to save him. I wish we could have. But what you did was necessary. The hellspawn that used that boy to kill his own family, and to possess the souls of the countless residents, you ended its reign of terror. And you allowed the child to be at peace.
How did I do that? How did I do what I did? It felt like I'd done it all before.
That is because you have.
What?
You've done it all before. Not as you, now, Stephanie Davies, but as you, the warrior.
How?
Okay, well... You now carry the mantle of God's earthbound leader. And with it, all its responsibilities, and the skills to carry them out. Just as the disciples of Jesus Christ were once given the power of God's tongue to spread the word of the Lord, you've been given the power of God's wrath. Whatever is possible in the realm of human combat, it is yours to control. You are connected to all of humanity. You represent them. You fight for them, and they will fight for you.
Sahi, who the fuck are you? Where is this shit coming from? Hell, where did you come from?
Oh,
I wish I could tell you.
I wish I could tell you everything you want to know. There is a plan, though. And it must be followed. When the time is right. I promise. I keep nothing from you out of spite or lack of trust. The book must be obeyed.
The book?
Yes. This is the book of the beginning and the end. This is the book of the Alpha and the Omega. This is the book of the Order.
The Order?
They are called the Order of the Line, and this contains everything they have ever learned about what's to come. The prophecies, the places, the people.
Then why can't we just flip through and see how it ends?
Be my guest. Try.
The pages are stuck. Everything past this point.
Mm-hmm. It's locked. This is the way it must be. It's the way it's always been. The book only reveals information at the correct time. The pages will come to life as destiny unfurls. In some respects, I am in the dark as much as you are.
Shit, man! Why all the smoke and mirrors?
I gotta agree with Kitty. This is all a lot more difficult than it could be. Does this god not want Steph to succeed?
There are rules.
Really? 'Cause that smells a lot like bullshit to me.
Well, perhaps, yes, but that changes nothing. When the time is right, you will know more, as will I.
So, what now?
Now, we wait. This is the first major attempt I've seen since your accident, Steph. Since we were all called. It will not be the last, although I doubt they will try that route again. We wait, and we read, and we prepare.
Read what?
Well, to start, the Bible. Steph is the warrior, and she comes from a Christian family. Only makes sense they'll use that dogma first. And there... Well, the world contains enough religious texts to keep us busy for a long while.
Oh, hold up! They can't all be right, because, you know, a lot of them actually contradict each other.
Look, I don't know much about the whole faith shit, but there are similarities between them, right?
Alright, sure, but you know what? Okay, alright. What about fucking Scientology, huh?
Well...
Motherfucker, please do not tell me that we're contacting aliens and that I have a fucking midichlorian count or something, okay?
Let's just assume Scientology doesn't count, shall we?
I'll have Tom Cruise hear you say that.
But for now, due to the massive fractured nature of the faiths on this Earth, we really need to understand all of them. Right. That's enough for tonight. More than enough.
No argument here. I need to get back to my family. I think they're in shock. I guess I am too.
All right, good night. And we will start again tomorrow.
I'll come with you.
Okay. Good night, you two.
Do you realize what you're doing to that kid? You realize her granddad just died, like, not even 12 hours ago, right? And you're expecting her to handle all this other shit right on top of it.
I know.
You could, I don't know, maybe explain all of it a little bit. You know, throw some fucking flowery language in there if you want, so that she doesn't think that her fucking life is over. You know, it wouldn't hurt. And I thought you Brits were supposed to be good at that shit.
Her life is over as she knows it. There's no point in sugarcoating this. It's been a bad day, yes, but things are about to get a lot worse.
Be a burden or a prize. Stick around or say goodbye. Just don't close your eyes.
Sorry,
There was nothing I could do.
You said they would never attack the child.
I didn't think they would. It's not in human nature to harm the young in such an ungodly way.
It would seem that we both have much to learn, Episcopos. It matters not. We have more for our Father Below's army. And soon we shall begin harvesting anew.
What? You said it would just be the elderly.
Do you think he wants the souls that are nearly his by right? This was a start, and a poor one at that. Come, we have much to do.
No. Please, no. I can't bear it when you're in my mind.
Can't bear it. But the power, the pleasure.
The thoughts. The ideas. It's evil.
Episcopos. They are thoughts. It is your darkness. Your evil.
Please. Please.
Stop what I was saying or making.
Next time, across the line.
Dr. Jones speaking.
We have a 17-year-old African-American female suffering from dehydration and a very high fever.
What does that mean? What's fucking wrong with her?
Please, can you just, I don't know, do something?
Believe me, kid, I'm trying to.
Then may your God have mercy on your soul.
I don't want to look at the blood samples anymore. It's a bloody waste of time. Are you fucking crazy? Let me go!
Episode 7, coming October 18th, 2010. Only at PendantAudio.com.
Lock us in. You know what to do.
Featuring the voice talents of Tanya Milievich as Stephanie Davies, Catherine Pride as Kitty Shadow, Xander Mobus as Joe Holt, M. Sierra Garcia as Saheed, Chris Hackney as Lance Gingeven, Michael Hudson as Bishop Francis, Colin Kelly as the Demon, Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as the Figure in Black, Richard Casto as Jean-Pierre Calice, Maria Vu as the Demon Child, and Bex as Nurse Nicole Geller. Written and directed by Chris Britton, with edits and additions by M. Sierra Garcia. Extra editing by Bex. Opening theme, The Hunt, composed by Kai Hartwig of HartwigMedia.com. Additional music from Jamendo.com as follows. The Prophecy Fulfilled by Thornwill from Implosion. Imaginary Fiction by Thornwill from Implosion. Additional music by Josh Woodward of JoshWoodward.com. Fight the Sea from Crawford Street. Don't Close Your Eyes from The Simple Life. Additional music from Kai Hartwig of HartwigMedia.com as follows. Ultraviolent Theme, Ultraviolent Trailer, Calm Track 5, Medium Track 6. Additional music from Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com as follows. The Dread, Music Box Mandy, Dark Walk. Additional music by Zero Project of ZeroProject.gr. Darkness Falls, Epic Version. Produced by Pendant Productions. The Line, created by Chris Britton, copyright 2010, Hendon Productions.
For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. Thanks for listening.